my name is Ariel Maldonado, and I got my name from my sister. My parents, well, everybody in my family thought I was going to be a man. Well, a boy. And she thought I was going to be a girl, so they came up with these ridiculous names. They had a bunch of names that don't fit me at all. And when the time came that I was born, my sister was the one that had answered the doctor. He had asked, I guess, who, you know, what's the name of the baby? And she said Ariel. So my sister was 11 at the time, so she had, like, just watched, like, the Little Mermaid movie. I am from too many cousins to share with, yelling and screaming about that one toy that they took away from us. I am from my frustrated mother, yelling at me at the store, telling me to cry in silence and to stand in squares. I guess I'm unique, I guess is a good word to put it. I don't really fit into any cliques, or I don't really fit into any stereotypes. There's a lot of things that have been put into my head, and I'm a mix of everything, and I'm very worldly, I'd like to think. I am from dressing up for long, loud parties just to have all my family yell at me. I am from Grandma Mela's rich rice made with lard and other tasteful flavors. I'm from Albuquerque, I'm from here. I lived in a trailer for a while, and it was really nice. I liked it a lot. It had three rooms, and we had two trees, one in the back and one in the front, and I'd always climb the trees and stuff, and it was different because we would go and we'd go on walks, and there was no paths or nothing, so we'd have to make our own path when we were little, and we'd play in the ditch and stuff a lot. I'm from Leopardo and Licha, my strict and brave parents. My mom is from Juarez, and my dad is from Rodeo Durango, and my whole family's from Mexico. They all moved over here when they were, my mom was, I think, 14, and my dad was 15 when he moved over here. We go down there a lot, and it's nice. Where my dad lives, there's like a big river, and it's green, and it's pretty over there. They have a different way of living, because over here you turn on the faucet and there's water, and over there you have to wait, and they only give you it at a certain time on certain days. So if you want to take a shower, you'd be lucky if you had water. And it's really pretty, it's green, and it's just different. It was different. You see over here and people waste a lot of things and they don't care, and over there it was just, everybody knew each other. It was nice. You know, well, now you can't go and walk, but you used to be able to go and walk and do whatever you wanted. You know, you'd tell your mom, you know, I'll be back in, you know, 20 minutes. Go to this corner store, you know, go buy whatever it is that you need and come back. That's the only thing. It's just a lot scarier now. Because over there, I mean, you were more comfortable with everything. Like, you could let your kids go and run outside and do whatever. We would go and we'd play outside till 12:30, and our parents wouldn't say anything. You know, they'd be outside, they'd come watch us and whatever, but if we were there till 1, they still wouldn't have a problem with it. I'm from my big sister's music and movies, like Billy Idol, No Doubt, Pretty in Pink, and The Labyrinth. Any time with my sister was really significant. Me and my sister would always go, when she got a car, we went everywhere. It didn't matter where we were going. Everything was an adventure. A lot of the time, she was my second mom. I mean, my mom was there, she was present in my life, but it's just, my sister was always there and she taught me a lot of life lessons. When we would go bike riding, especially, we'd always go bike riding and she'd be rollerblading and we would just talk. I am from early morning church, getting dressed and singing for God. I am from great young teachers that don't mind when I talk too much. I am from a car ride that is just too long to go see my cousins. I am from the glass house where everything's new and nothing is to be touched. I am from bike rides with my sisters all the way to the Paleta Man just to get a dollar cotton candy popsicle.